This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1511. Test your phrasal verb knowledge with today's trivia game. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
It's quiz time. In this series, we have learned a bunch of new phrasal verbs based on the situation. And now it's your chance to listen to some fun trivia and quiz yourself to uplevel your natural English.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice. But we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Aubrey, I'm excited to be back here together on the podcast to talk about phrasal verbs.
Yes. Hi, Lindsay. It's been such a fun series. I've really enjoyed it. I'm sad it's over.
I know, but we have to finish it up, you know, tie it up with a bow for our listeners here with a nice little quiz day today. This is so fun. We've never done this before on the show, Aubrey.
Yes, I love it. You know that I'm a huge game player. Anyone who listens to me over on the IELTS Energy episode knows that I'm always talking about games, and Jessica and I have done some fun games that can help you study for IELTS, right?
Yeah,
if you haven't
fun.
Checked that out, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS to see our podcast or subscribe wherever you get your podcast to IELTS Energy. There's a little plug for me and Jessica.
Yeah, fantastic. Would you ever want to be on a game show, like run a game show?
Yes. Yeah. I tried to get on Price is Right with my husband. We like stood in line for hours. It would be so fun, but we didn't get called up. And yeah, I would love to run a game show. I think that would be so fun.
I love that. So guys, you have to know we have a big gamer in the house, as Aubrey calls herself. I love that. You are really into games. I'm not a huge games person, but today these games look like a lot of fun. So let's get into it.
They are going to be really fun because we are quizzing you guys about all of the phrasal verbs we've taught in this 6-episode series, but we're doing them with 3 different games. So we'll explain the game and how we're playing, and we want you guys to play at home as well to test your knowledge of these phrasal verbs and see if you need to study a little more or if you've got them.
Yeah, this is a really fun way, like an intermediate step to see how well you know them before you go out into the world, guys, and start to use them. Okay, so let's dive into it. Yes.
Exactly. So we're going to go in order, starting with the first episode in the series, 1489. This one was about travel phrasal verbs.
Yes.
And we taught 6 travel phrasal verbs. I'm going to describe them to you, Lindsay, and you have to guess the verb. We're playing this game like a game show called $20,000 Pyramid. Have you ever watched that game show? It's old.
Yeah, that used to be on the TV when I was, you know, like 7, 8, 9 years old. I remember when it was on.
Yeah, it's a fun one. I like it. So I'm just going to describe it and you shout out the phrasal verb. Ready? Okay, here we go.
Yes.
So this is what you do with your luggage when you arrive at an airport.
Okay. That's definitely drop off. Yes,
exactly. Okay. Right. Drop off your luggage. Good. Okay. And this is what you do when you need to grab some food while traveling.
Oh, grab it. Could it be pick up? Yeah, pick up.
Yes, exactly. Right. Pick up some food. Maybe take it on the plane with you. Good. Good job.
Right. Yes.
And this is what you do when you first arrive at a hotel.
It's not check out. It's check in. It's got to be check in.
Exactly. Right. Check out's when you leave. Check in's when you arrive. Good.
Okay.
Okay. And you do this when you have directions or flight details that you need to remember.
Oh, geez. I mean, I would say write it, but to make it a phrasal verb, I would say write it down. Is that right?
Exactly. Yes. Yep. Write it down. Write it down. Yep. Yes. And this is what you do when it's time to board the plane.
Not pick up, not pick over. Maybe get on. Could that be
it? Yes, exactly. On the plane? Right. Yeah. Get on the plane. Yep. Okay. Last one. This is when the plane leaves.
Okay. Oh, it's got to be takeoff. Everyone knows that one.
Exactly. Right. Plane takes off. Nice job. You got them all.
Yeah, it was a good warm up round. I would say a good warm up round.
Yeah, you did great. Okay, let's see how I do for the second part in the series. We taught phrasal verbs for education in episode 1492. So you describe those phrasal verbs, and I will guess.
Perfect. So guys, remember, get back into your mindset of the situation, which is education. Remember, through this series, we taught you to think about the situation. So thinking about education, schools, universities. Here we go. Are you ready, Aubrey?
I am ready.
Okay. So this is when you want to really research or study something thoroughly. What is it?
Read up on. You read up
you
on
got
something.
It. Yes. Read up on. Three pieces to that. You got it. Great. So this is when you're in a class and the teacher gives you something. What was that?
Handout. Like they'd hand out an assignment.
You got it. Yes. To hand out. Yeah, that's that verb. Exactly. And next one, Aubrey, this is when you are very interested in learning something.
Oh, I would say I'm into it. So be into.
Yeah, that's a harder one. I hope our listeners got that one because that is a very native one.
We use it all the time. So definitely practice that one, you guys.
Absolutely. Here we go, Aubrey. Next one. This is when you want to start a new activity, like a sport or a hobby, for example.
I would take up a hobby. Yeah.
Not take over, not take on, but take up. You got it. You got it. And this means checking something carefully.
Look over, check over.
Oh no, not look over. Not
oh,
check
go over.
Over.
We talked go over.
Yes.
There's so many phrasal verbs that have similar meanings, right? But
those
that's right.
Those are so simple.
The one
those
we taught
so
was
similar.
Go over.
Go over. You got it. Okay. And this is when you have to submit work that you have done in a class.
Turn in or hand in.
Oh, yes, you got it. Both of them, actually.
Nice.
Right.
That's right. They mean the exact same thing.
And I want to go back real quick for our listeners, guys, as a review for that last one, checking something carefully. What are the other ones that you said, Aubrey, that could have worked also?
Did I say check over?
You said check over and you said look over.
Look
too.
Over. That's right. Because they all you can use all of them, right? Go over, look over, check over. There's so many phrasal verbs with similar meanings.
Yeah. So guys, if those phrasal verbs came to your mind before go over, those also would pretty much work in that situation too. So it's not always just one answer, right?
Sure.
That's the cool thing.
Yep. Exactly. Yes. All right. Yeah, I wonder how you guys are doing at home. I hope that you're able to think of these right away and get them and could use them in a sentence. If not, definitely go back and review these episodes and practice using them so that you're confident using them in your next conversation in one of these situations.
For sure. And guys, also, you can always, you can go back, listen again and hit stop as we're trying to come up with the answers.
Yes.
And you can come up with the answers yourself. Actually, I encourage you guys to do that because you want to actually force yourself to think of them.
Yes.
Right, Aubrey?
Exactly. Okay, guys, for these next two episodes reviewing them, we're going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to give you, Lindsay, an example sentence that is missing its phrasal verb. And then you tell us which verb is missing. And these sentences come from the role plays we did. So that might help a little bit.
Okay.
Remember the role plays. Okay,
right,
so first we have
the
third part of the series, which was episode 1495 about problems. So imagine you're having a problem. And you'll
I'm getting into my problem mindset then.
Right.
I'm ready.
Okay, here's the sentence. I've blank a problem with a neighbor.
Oh, it's not come into, it's not encounter, it's not, how about run up, was it against, run up against, that's what it was.
Exactly, right? Run up against a problem. Yeah, you made a good point. There's a lot of things we could say, right? But that phrasal verb, run up against, is a very native, natural one to say you've run into a problem, you've run up against a problem.
And run into, too. That also would have worked, too.
Yep, they both work.
Sure.
Okay, here's the second one. I'm blank whether I should talk to them about it.
Oh my gosh. I would say struggling with, or what did we do? What did we do that day about problems?
It was wrestling with.
Dealing with.
Which is the
wrestling
same
with,
as struggling with, right? Very, very similar to imagine someone like wrestling with an issue.
Yeah.
The same as struggling with. Those both would definitely work. Dealing with, too.
Yeah, because I remember. Sorry, Aubrey, say that again.
I just said dealing with, too. I think you said dealing with.
Yeah, but I remember that day, guys, thinking back to that episode, we talked about the physical nature of it, right? It feels like something that's kind of overwhelming. You're really struggling almost physically with it, wrestling with it. I love it.
Exactly. All right, here's your next one. Okay. That would be frustrating, but I'm sure you will.
Oh, I would say something like maybe work it out. Did we do work it out? I don't remember if we learned that one. Work it out.
Close. Figure it out. Yes, figure it out. But work it out would work too, right? I'm sure you'll work it out. That's a really native way to say that too.
Yeah, lots of options here, guys. But thinking back to what we've learned, as a group here. Okay. Yeah. What's next?
Figure it out. Okay. I wonder if they're just not blank, how it's affecting their neighbors.
Maybe like planning out or thinking out, or could that be? Is that a thinking out? Did we learn that?
Very close. Thinking through. Which is the same meaning as thinking out. But yeah, we'll say, oh, I don't know if they're thinking that through.
Oh my gosh. So tricky for our listeners. Thinking out and thinking through. I mean, both would work in this scenario, right?
Definitely, right? It's good to know the different options. You don't want to be repetitive saying the same thing over and over. So it's good to know. I love that these other native phrasal verbs are coming out that you guys can also use. Definitely.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. Okay,
one
more.
Last one. It's definitely something you need to blank if it's keeping you awake.
Oh, how about workout? Did we do workout? You need to work out in your mind,
close.
Resolve, deal with, come up with, no, not come up with, sort out. How about that?
Yes,
sort out?
Exactly. Okay. That's the one we taught in the episode, sort out. But yes, so many options you're giving.
I know. I guess come up with would not have worked. That wouldn't have made any sense.
That's
there,
true,
come
but
up with is
deal
too-
with. Yeah. Figure out would also work, has a very similar meaning as sort out. Something you need to sort out if it's keeping you awake.
Exactly. I love it. Okay, now we're going to turn the tables, Aubrey, here, and let's go into episode 1498. Guys, if you remember that one, go back and listen if you haven't, but we were talking about telephone conversations, right, Aubrey?
Exactly. Yeah, so do the same for me. Just take a sentence out of the role play and leave out the phrasal verb, and I'll try to fill it in.
Okay, here we go. So I'm surprised you blank the phone. Usually I get your voicemail.
So I know it means answered. The phrasal verb would be picked up. I'm surprised you picked up the phone, right?
Exactly. Nice. Answered. You got it. So here we go. Here's the next one. Blank. Can I say blank? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Does that work? Okay.
Yes.
Blank. My doctor is on the line with results I'm expecting.
Hold on or hang on?
Hang on. But hold on also would have worked, right?
Yes,
Aubrey?
We say both, right? Hold on or hang on. I got to take this other call.
I think in that episode, we might have said that hang on is a little more casual. It's a little more friendly. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Here's number three. I'm going through a tunnel, so I'll blank if we get blank.
Call you back?
Yeah. But then there's another part of it.
There was another blank. So you read the sentence again.
I'm going through a tunnel, so I'll blank if we get blank.
Oh, I'll call you back if we get disconnected, cut off, if we get cut off.
Yes, exactly. So it's interesting. So you've got the verb and then you're kind of translating that into a phrasal verb in your head. But native speakers, we generally just kind of come up with that phrasal verb most of the time.
Yeah,
right, Aubrey?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. We wouldn't usually say disconnected. I'm like, okay, the meaning of the sentence is disconnected. But if I were just speaking with a friend, I would for sure say cut off.
Might disconnected get cut off. Is way too formal for a friend.
For
right?
sure.
Today, we had Aubrey on the show. If you want to catch more episodes with Aubrey, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. She and Jessica show you how to achieve your 7 or higher on the IELTS exam this year. So go over and hit subscribe on the IELTS Energy podcast. See you there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. Number four. I can't hear you. You're blank.
Breaking up.
Yes.
I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
I also might have thought like fading out could have worked there too.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
You're fading out.
Yeah, fading
call
up but
back
breaking
later.
Up. Exactly. So they're static there, right? You can't hear the person.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one. Sorry, just blank if you can't hear me and we can talk later.
Hang up? Just hang up
you
if you can't hear me. That's nice. Awesome.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. I know we should have got a
100%.
Bell.
Yeah, I know. 100%. Nice job.
Okay, we have two more, and we're going to play this like one of my favorite games, Taboo, where you have to describe the phrasal verb, but there are specific words that we can't say. So I've already provided to Lindsay the words that she can't say. Yes. So you'll describe it, avoid those words, and we'll see if I can guess it.
Should we tell our listeners what words I can't say? Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Or what do you think? Is that no? Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe
I think so. We'll do it. Let them know the words you're avoiding. I think that would be kind of fun.
Okay. So, guys, the words that I cannot say are effort and energy.
Oh, and really quick, I don't know if we mentioned this is from episode 1501. We taught phrasal verbs about work. So, these will all be phrasal verbs from that episode.
Okay, so I have to think really hard to make sure I don't say those words. And this is such a cool exercise for our listeners that they could try on their own.
Yeah,
it will force new vocabulary. So cool. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Aubrey, so this is a scenario that happened when someone is just not trying very hard and you're disappointed in them because maybe they're being a little lazy, they're not getting their work done, they're just not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And it's like they're being slow.
Okay,
and they're just,
I think
they're
I know not, it. Slacking off? They're slacking off.
You got it. Yes.
Slack off.
I was just imagining someone like slumped back in their chair at the office with their feet up.
I love it. You're very descriptive. They're slow and lazy.
Yeah. So guys, again, remember slack off means again, just not to get your work done, basically. Being lazy.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Right? Less effort than you should be putting in.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay, the next one. So the words I can't say are idea or opinion. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is when, Aubrey, I have some thoughts. And I'm going to come over to you, and I want to let you know about them, and I want to see what you think about them. Yes, exactly.
Let's do the rest of them. Don't share the words you can't say, because I find myself thinking of those where I'm like, oh, I know the words she's avoiding.
Okay.
So I'm realizing, I probably shouldn't
complex.
Know those words, right?
Okay.
So don't say those and just describe it.
All right, here we go. All right, so basically this is the situation where I need a substitute. And there's an empty place, and someone needs to kind of step in and take that place. There's a gap. Okay.
To fill in for someone?
Yes, you got it. Exactly. Exactly. Fill in for was the full one.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
I am. Shoot.
Okay. So, this is hard. Okay. So, this is when basically kind of someone will accept additional tasks beyond what they're supposed to be doing, the normal things that they're supposed to be doing. And so that person will blank. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that with this game.
It works. You can definitely do that.
These jobs, these small jobs, they'll blank small jobs, additional jobs.
Take over or take on?
Almost take on. You got it.
Yes.
Ding, ding.
Okay, gotcha.
Good job.
Nice.
Good job. Is this hard?
It is kind of hard.
I'm probably not doing the best job.
No, you're doing a great job.
All right, here we go. All right, so basically this happens when you just do way too much work and you're just dead. You're dead to the world. You have
you're
no more
burnt
mental
out.
Energy. Yes, you got it.
Right?
You
burn good out. That's a good
job,
one.
Aubrey. Good job. All right, the last one, and then we'll switch the tables here. This is when someone is going to retain they're going to be in the driver's seat. Okay. And that person is going to blank blank. They're going to be in the driver's seat. They're going to be in charge. Basically, for example, if your parents own a restaurant, after they retire, they hope you will be the one to
take over.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense, right? You're going to be the one in charge. What couldn't you say on that one? I'm curious.
I couldn't say control or responsibility.
Oh, that makes sense, because it would be easier to be like, this is when you're taking control and responsibility for something. You were a little bit limited there. Okay, let's do the last one. This was episode 1505 about money. So I'll describe the verbs for you, avoiding the taboo words I can't say. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
Okay. This is when you need to keep finances because something's coming up that is going to be expensive. So you need to
build up, bone up.
Like when you put cash in a piggy bank, what are you doing?
Oh, save up. Yes, that's right.
Save up. Yes. Exactly. Good. Right. I couldn't say spend or money. That made it really hard.
Good job. It is hard.
Okay, here's the next one. This is when also funds, when like monthly you're keeping funds for something specific.
Okay, so like a withdrawal, maybe set aside or set set down. No, put aside. How about
yes,
that?
Yes, exactly, right? And that's okay, a good great. Point that set aside has the same meaning. We set aside money regularly or put aside money monthly. Exactly.
I love how these other examples are coming out, Aubrey. These other ones that would work.
Yes.
You know, this is and so synonym that's kind of
phrasal verbs.
Right? It's kind of the extension off of this episode is that you guys are going to know, now that you know these, there are other ones that mean the same thing. So
exactly,
good.
Exactly, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Here's another one. This is if you are paying money for something and you feel like it's too much. It's overpriced. It is
overpriced, too much.
You are paying.
It's a ripoff. It's a ripoff.
Yes, exactly.
For sure.
You're being ripped off.
Yeah, to be, right. Okay, so if it's a verb, we're saying to be ripped off.
I totally used it as the noun to get you to say it. I'm like, it is a ripoff.
Very tricky.
Okay, here's
definitely
the next
a gammer here. Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so this is like if you went to a university that was very expensive and you owe a lot of money, you have to do this.
Pay down, maybe something like pay down or pay off.
Yes, exactly. Right. Pay down would mean to pay some of it and get it lower to get to pay the entirety of your loan would be pay off. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and that's just such a subtle difference, guys. I hope you write down that subtle difference right there. I'm not sure if we talked about pay down.
No, I don't think
Aubrey,
we did.
When we did point. That one.
Just
but yeah,
to lessen these... it would be pay down.
Exactly.
That was hard because I couldn't say payment or loan.
Oh my gosh.
When do you even go to an expensive university? Okay, here's the next one. When someone loans you some cash and you want to give it to them, like return it, you do this.
Maybe could it be like give back?
Very similar.
Payback.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say that would be more for like an item. This is for cash. Just to get you to say pay, right?
Exactly. Nice. Exactly.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
And this is usually for a large amount of money that you don't want to pay. You have to do this.
I'm going to have to. Cough it up. Cough close. Up. I like that one.
It is a good one.
That's not it, though, is it? Something similar.
With like a spoon and a knife and a...
Oh, fork. Good one.
Yes.
Good one.
Right?
Fork over, fork out.
Yep, we taught both of those. Fork out and fork over. But that was a good one that you came up with. Oh, what was it? Cough out. Cough up
cough,
or cough out.
Cough up.
We use very similarly.
I remember when we talked about that, it was like I said that I say cough up, you said fork over.
And I say fork over or fork out.
Yeah.
It's very geographical, depending on what your parents used.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, I can see your gaming skills here, Aubrey.
Yours
very
too.
Impressive.
You did a great job, Lindsay.
That was fun.
It was fun.
So that's the end of our games for today. I mean, what do we want to leave our listeners with to come away with from this entire series, Aubrey?
I think, you know, these quizzes likely gave you a really good idea of how well you internalized these phrasal verbs. And, you know, if you've had a chance to practice them and use them in conversation, you probably were able to come up with them just like we did. But if not, they may still likely be really unfamiliar and you might not feel comfortable using them in conversation. So, you know, learning about them in the series is just the first step, right, Lindsay?
Totally. I would go back, guys, go back and quiz yourself on this, even stop it and see if you can remember them again. So sometimes that's a way of helping the recall to get them to come back into your head very quickly. And also if you have mastered these, if these are easy for you, then take the extensions that came out of today's episode.
Yes.
The synonyms, right? The ones where we said, oh, that one could mean that too, and study those. And then you're really deepening your phrasal verb vocab.
Yes. And then just next time you're in one of those situations, if you're traveling or taking a class or talking out a problem with a friend, be sure to use them, right? Open your brain box, access this knowledge so that you can use these phrasal verbs in a very native, natural way.
Love it. The brain box comes out again. Yes. I love it, guys. This is great. Well, thank you for doing this series with us, Aubrey. This has been great. So we're going to have you back on the show soon for another series. But guys, if you want to check out Aubrey over at IELTS Energy Podcast, and if you're taking IELTS anytime this year, they should go over there and subscribe, right, Aubrey?
Yes, definitely. Wherever you listen to your podcast, subscribe to IELTS Energy. And especially if you're studying for IELTS, we have so much good content there. But we teach a lot of great vocabulary and idioms that even if you're not doing test prep, you'll find it very useful. So definitely subscribe to IELTS Energy.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for hanging out today. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Lindsay. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.